This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
All right, I'd like to welcome Senator Lindsey Graham to the Sunday morning Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers program on the Red Apple Audio Network. We are very fortunate to have with us this morning Senator Lindsey Graham, who's had a very busy week and is actually trying to do something in Washington, which is quite unusual these days. Senator, thanks for joining us. You have proposed some very significant legislation this week with respect to Mexico, the Mexican cartels. Right. And it appears that there are two prongs. One is declaring those cartels foreign terrorist organizations, which gives us the ability to prosecute them and their co-conspirators, even as far as China. And then you're seeking authorization to use military force to eradicate the Mexican drug cartels. Why don't you tell us why you think this is important?
I don't know if I can explain it any better than you did. So let's define the problem. What's the problem? Fentanyl. 70,000 Americans died last year from fentanyl poisoning. Almost all of it's coming from Mexican drug cartels. We're losing 200 people a day. It's the leading cause of death in America for 18 to 40 or 45-year-olds. It's a 9/11 every 2 weeks. Wow. And I would argue that if an ISIS or an Al-Qaeda cell set up a shop in Mexico and lobbed a rocket into Texas and killed 10 people, we would just take them out. So what I'm trying to do is define the problem. These drug cartels, the criminal justice model is not working. Everything is getting worse. The Biden administration's approach to this is failing. So what am I suggesting? Declare them terrorists under U.S. law, because they are. They're terrorizing America. They're terrorizing Mexico. And it would allow you to prosecute their suppliers in China in U.S. courts. An FTO designation gives you extraterritorial jurisdiction over those providing material support to the terrorist group. Second thing I would do is that once you declare them terrorist, why don't we use our military where appropriate to destroy the terrorist labs and the networks that are poisoning America? We did something like this in Colombia regarding cocaine. One two-step. Make them foreign terrorist organizations under U.S. law, and we can do it without jeopardizing our immigration system. Second step is allow the military to use force to destroy these terrorist organizations.
Well, certainly it sounds like it completely reasonable, especially given the Biden administration's not only reluctance to enforce the immigration laws and basically leave our borders open, but it appears that the Mexican cartels are not only powerful in Mexico, they're powerful in the United States. But let me just go back to the idea of the authorization of military force.
Right.
Given that the Mexican government is itself compromised by the cartel money, I mean, you know, I'm hearing from, you know, my sources that there are people in government who've been in government, the grandfather, the son, and the grandsons. I mean, everybody's on the take from the cartels. That were we to use military force, which I believe, by the way, Senator Lindsey Graham, is totally appropriate, that we might end up, you know, hitting someone in the Mexican government. And that then raises it to another level. Because unlike Plan Colombia in 2000, Colombia was all in to help the United States. Can we count on the Mexican government to help the United States?
You know, that's really the ultimately good question here. So why has Mexico become a narco-terrorism state? Mm-hmm. It's because either the Mexican government doesn't have the will to take them on or they don't have the capability. So what would I do? I would make the cartels FTOs as the highest in the food chain in terms of, you know, American law applied.
And let me just interrupt you. FTO, for our listeners, is foreign terrorist organization.
Foreign terrorist organization. You know, they're foreign, they're terrorist, and they're organized.
Right.
So what would I do? I would make an offer to the Mexican government. Let's work together like we did in Colombia. Let's use the might of the American military to go after these people who sometimes outgun the Mexican army and bring them down. See, jihadists, Al-Qaeda and ISIS, they like dying because they get the 72 virgins. Mm. They're hard to deal with. Anybody willing to die is a difficult person to deal with. The drug cartels like living large. They're not a cult of death. They're thugs, they're criminals, they're terrorists who enrich themselves at the expense of Americans. So I believe we can break the backs of the cartels if we use force in a way we're not using today. Blow up the labs, go after the networks. We're not declaring war on Mexico. We're declaring war on terrorists that reside in Mexico.
Right.
Now, FTO would allow us, if you could show that a Mexican government official is providing support to the terrorist groups, they could be prosecuted in America under the FTO designation. So I'm not worried, quite frankly, about military force being misused here. I think it could break the back of the cartels. What I'm worried about is not fighting back. They're poisoning in America, and we're not doing much about it. So what would I like to do? I'd like to terrorize the terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to make it so they can't sleep at night when they get on a cell phone to do their bill business. We interrupt their communications, that we send drones. We can send a missile through a windshield.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to take the gloves off, take these networks down like we did in Colombia.
Well, there's no question about it, Senator. I mean, your proposal is, I think, the most serious and the most effective that I've heard in years. You know, with 200 Americans dying a day, not from overdose, but more poisoning, you know, with the fentanyl coming from China.
That's a really
good
point.
Yeah.
Can I just stop and say, people are buying a pill. It's a blue pill. They think it's Percocet. They think it's something else. You know, maybe an amphetamine to help them study. It's laced with fentanyl. They die.
Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. I mean, you hear about young kids. I mean, you said that they affect mostly 18 to 45-year-olds, but you hear about young kids who think they're taking an Adderall, they think they're taking Percocet, oxycodone, whatever it is, because the Mexican cartels will do an imprint of the meds. They'll make those meds colorful for kids. Look, this is an undeclared war, as Derek Maltz so often says, by China against the United States, with the Mexican cartels conspiring with them and making billions of dollars. And I've got to tell you, Senator Lindsey Graham, I complained for 1 year on the Five on Fox. I never heard the word fentanyl come off of Joe Biden's lips until a few months ago. How can this administration, it's got to be intentional, ignore it? And then you have this nitwit, Karine Jean-Pierre, saying fentanyl is at its lowest level. It's from the White House.
Yes, it's insane. It's at the highest levels. Last year, in 2020, there was 4,000 pounds seized. Last year, 14,000. We're 4 months into the fiscal year. We're almost at 13,000. Only God knows what we miss. We're being poisoned by drug cartels in Mexico, working with China. The reason they don't want to do this, the reason they don't want to say the COVID came from a lab leak, is because that would hold the government of China accountable, right?
Exactly.
It's not coming from nature. The reason they don't want to make cartels FTOs is it would give us the power in America to prosecute chemical providers in China.
Mm-hmm.
I want to up the game. I want to expose China for the bad actors they are. But more than anything else, I want to change the business model for drug cartels. When you're recruiting somebody to join your cartel, I hope they'll say, hey, didn't the last guy that worked for you get blown up by an American drone?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to change the cost of doing business. We can break their backs. I don't know if Biden will use the authorization, but I think the Congress should provide it.
Senator Lindsey Graham, we know how busy you are. We thank you so much, not just for being on the show, but for fighting for Americans in the United States Senate. Senator Lindsey Graham, thank you.
Have
a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Great interview with Senator Lindsey Graham. The man makes perfect sense to me. I don't know about the rest of you, but we've got to do something. Somebody's got to take action sometime. And it's got to be put to the test where the United States establishes itself as a force to be reckoned with, as opposed to a force that is weakened and willing to accept the murders of hundreds of thousands of its people.
It's the Judge Jeanine Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.